Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, show number 2, Friday, September 27th, 2013.
So I stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now. We can break it down.
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu is pleased to present Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni.
Welcome to Finding Your Voice. This is DJ Noni, and I'm looking forward to sharing a treasure trove of life wisdom and insight on a variety of topics that'll spark your thinking and help you define your purpose, all of which is meant to encourage you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Come on in, let's talk.
We can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
Starting off with gratefulness is always at the top of my list. What are you grateful for in your life today? Let's take a moment now to notice what is good and going well, and to notice what we're grateful for. And breathe. I think that the thing that I'm the most grateful for right now is the ability to notice that I have feelings. And I'll describe that to you by telling you this little story. Yesterday, I called my brother and said, I need to talk. I need to have your help with keeping my feet on the ground and calming down. And then I described what was going on in my life, that I just felt a little uncertain and that I felt delicate or tender, and that perhaps if someone criticized me, I might get emotionally injured from that. And he said, you know, it sounds like you're feeling vulnerable. And as soon as he said that, I thought, oh, he's so right. And then I thought, I don't even want to figure out why I'm feeling vulnerable. And I don't want to stop feeling vulnerable. I just want to be in the now feeling vulnerable. And I know that may sound strange that I chose to have those feelings, but that's where my gratefulness comes in. I really feel grateful that I can recognize, with help from others and by myself, that I have feelings and I can stay in them and appreciate them and notice them and work through them at a natural pace. And so I went through the day having the feelings, and it went up and down and up and down. But by the end of the day, I felt much better having asked for help, noticed what was going on, and then just sat with the feelings. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that no matter what my feelings are, that I can have them and that I can get through them. I hope that you were able to identify something that you're grateful for today, and I also hope that you recognize that your feelings are very powerful tools for you to use, and that you don't have to run away from feelings, that you can actually sit with them and let them bring you through the day and get you to the next place that you need to go emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Oh, well, why don't we pick our angel message for today? I have my little canister right here. It's heart-shaped, by the way. So DJ Noni, I'm going to shake it up, and I'm going to mix the cards up, and I'm picking them without looking, and now I'm putting the card up, and look at that. My angel message for today is healing. H-E-A-L-I-N-G, healing. That is such a nice word to get after being grateful for having feelings. Therefore, my feelings can be healing. Staying with my feelings, feeling my feelings, being with my feelings can be healing. I hope there are ways that you can make these messages work for you, and that you have a lot of things to be grateful for, and that you can get something out of the message, the angel message of healing for you today. Well, let's find a little piece of music that goes with healing, take a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll pull a power thought card right here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
Did you get it down in your soul? life. Yeah, I know so many ways. Every day I want to talk about it and walk about it. Every day I want to be closer.
Welcome back. This is radio.dominican.edu, and you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Well, now that we've taken the time to breathe and notice what we're grateful for, in my case, for the feelings that I get to have and go through in my everyday life, and that we've found out what our angel message for the day is, which is healing, let's pick our empowering power thought card. And as you know, these cards are the ones developed by self-help guru Louise L. Hay. So here we go. I'm going to shuffle them. I love shuffling. I learned how to shuffle when I was a kid. So I'm going to shuffle the cards and I'm going to move them around. I'm going to split the deck and pull the top card. It is a purple card with blue and orange and yellow coloring on it. And it says, I am willing to forgive. And the other side of the card, the affirmation side of the card, says, forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer to almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive myself and I set myself free. I am incredibly pleased that I selected this card today, and I'll tell you why. For the last at least 10 years, probably 20 years, no, it's more like 30 years, let's just put the numbers out there. For the last 30 years, I have been thinking about a very, very, very wonderful friend of mine who I knew when I was in high school. Our friendship meant the most to me. And later on in our teen years, we ran across each other again and were hanging out, and I flubbed up. I was just dumb and made poor choices, and it ruined our friendship, and it was terrible. And I really take responsibility for losing the friendship, and it made me so sad. And my life went on its way, but all of those years have gone by, and my friend has been on my mind, and I've looked for her and searched for her and wondered how she was doing and sent blessings her way. And just this last week, in fact, you have to know this, yesterday when I was having those feelings of vulnerability, on that very day, something drew me once again to search. And I just searched in a place that I hadn't searched before, in a different way than I had searched, and there she popped up, and my heart leapt. My heart leapt. And then, of course, I had to figure out how I was going to make the contact, and I decided to write a message and make outreach at the same time. I did both, and she said yes. She said yes, that she'd want to be in contact, and then she sent me a really nice message the next day saying that we're young. There's so much forgiveness in that sentence. We, capital letters, we were young. And I'm so grateful that she may have found a place in her heart where she is forgiving of me. And I want to be forgiving of me. And I want to recapture all of those years that we missed apart. But I also want to revisit all those years that we spent together, because those were glorious years in my life. And I'm so grateful for that as well. So I'm grateful that I had the feelings of vulnerability yesterday, that I reached out to my brother and he helped me, that I reached out to a long ago friend and she responded in the affirmative, and that here I am picking an angel message card that says healing and a power thought card that says I am willing to forgive both others and myself. And I hope that I am also a recipient of forgiveness. I'm really, really thankful. So to my good, good friend, my good old friend from all those days gone by, I love you so very much. I love you so very much. You really helped me to become the person that I am today. Thank you so much. It's a delight to be reconnected, and I can't wait for more. And thank you all out there listening to my show and to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. It's a place where we all get a chance to find our voice and find out who we are and become empowered to be the best people that we can be in our lives. What a great day. All right. Well, today on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, we've had our angel message and we've had our power thought cards. We'll have a few DJs coming on the air in a few minutes. This is the first couple of weeks of our semester here at Dominican University, so you're going to meet our DJs, and they're going to have some radio station training today. So you get to hear their voices as they get trained for radio work. And we're also going to have a really wonderful couple of pieces by our own DJ Swag. She does spoken word poetry. So we're going to drop a couple of her pieces in, and then we'll have a few announcements here and there, and then music in between. That's where we're going today. I thank you so much for being here with me. Let's take a little bit of a music break, and then we'll be back. You are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Whenever I call you friend, I begin to think I understand. Anywhere we are, you and I have always been. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes. And that's all I need to show the world. Everything I do always takes me home.
You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Today we have our angel message of healing. Have you thought of some area in your life that you could use healing for? And we also had our power thought card, I am willing to forgive. Where in your life do you need to give forgiveness? And where might you need to forgive yourself? Those are just some things for you to think about and take in for your day. Let's go now to DJ Swag, and she is going to give us some spoken word poetry, and her piece is called Three Words. Here's DJ Swag on radio.dominican.edu.
Let me tell you three words, and I want it to be the most genuine three you've ever heard. See, I want them to fill you up with warmth when they flow into your ears, and it appears that these three words are just a mere metaphor for a life full of joy and maybe only a little bit of rain. Because at the end of the day, sunshine without a few showers just ain't the same. And if you can promise to love me with no limits, we can find a way to make it last to the finish. And even if we trip, I can catch you before you hit the ground. And anytime you get lost, just yell for me and you'll be found. So if love gets harder, just love me harder, please. And I promise, three words is all we'll ever need. I love you.
Oh, those three words, so powerful and so important. Thank you, DJ Swag. As I mentioned earlier, we do have some Penguin Radio DJs coming into the studio, so I'm going to get them set up and we'll get them into the booth, and I'll introduce you to our fall semester Penguin Radio DJs coming up right here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni at radio.dominican.edu.
This is DJ J Half with a public service announcement brought to you by Penguin Radio. Dominican University of California is hosting Family Weekend October 4th through the 6th. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to experience some of the awesomeness that this university has to offer. You get to see everything from our incredible big history class to cheering on our mighty Penguins women's volleyball team as they face BYU Hawaii at the Conlin Center. Be sure to mark your calendars and book your travel now. Go to dominican.edu and click on the Family Weekend link under the Alumni and Parents section for more information.
Yeah. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Noni. I am so glad to be with you here today. I am in the studio with my fellow DJs from the fall semester 2013 here at Dominican University. I'm going to have everyone introduce themselves. We'll make some microphone adjustments along the way because, of course, this is studio training day, and we want you all to know out there that you are getting the inside track here at Penguin Radio. This is a live learning lab, so you get to hear what happens on the inside. You're in the green room right now. To my right, I have...
DJ Blitz.
Great. And right across...
That's DJ Jules.
Fantastic. And then right next to DJ Jules...
DJ Desert Rose.
Okay. And next to Desert Rose...
DJ 91.
Fantastic.
And the beard.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, I don't know if any of you realize this, but as we were speaking, you might not have been able to hear yourselves in the headset. So I'm making an adjustment on the headsets right now so you can hear me a little bit better. And I'm also pushing up the microphones. Because I'm right on the microphone, my volume is going to be a little bit less than yours, but I'm pushing all of you up a little bit. You have to speak right into the microphone when you're talking. And if you need to turn your microphone base, you can. Great. Okay. Fantastic. Welcome, everyone. Fantastic to have you here. Let's start with DJ Blitz. She's going to tell us about her show, when it's on, what her name is, who she's going to be on the radio with, and a little bit of detail. Go for it.
Hi, this is DJ Blitz, and my show is on Tuesdays from noon to 2, and I am with DJ Smooth, and we're going to be smashing our favorite beats. We're going to be playing all different kinds of genres, and it's going to be great.
We cannot wait to hear your show.
We're really excited.
Oh, good. Okay, let's go over to DJ Jules, and let's hear a little bit about your show.
Well, hey, my name is DJ Jules. I'm doing my show called Jules on the Field, Inside the World of Our Athletes, and it's on Wednesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and I'm going to have kind of a DU sports talk with guests from the DU sports and athletics teams.
Now, do I understand that you're also working with Jordan Smith on doing some color announcing?
Exactly. We're doing the soccer broadcast when they're playing here at Kennelly Field.
Fantastic. Okay, well, let's go over to Desert Rose. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, in my show, Drawing the Line, I give people advice, whether it's friendship, love, like relationships, or just... you know, family, basically anything personal. The only advice I won't be giving is like medical and legal advice because I'm not licensed to do that. But yeah, it should be fun.
I think that's going to be a great show. Advice is always needed in the world. Well, let's go take a visit to DJ 91. And what I love to say about DJ 91 is you can go to him if it's not quite an emergency. DJ 91,
right.
Go.
Thank you. So my show is Chi Time. It was formerly on Thursdays at 10 to 11, but we switched it, and now I'm Wednesdays from 2 to 3. I'm going to be talking about sports, all kind of news, and some car talk. So, yeah, come check out my show Wednesdays from 2 to 3.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have someone sitting next to you.
Yeah, this is The Beard. My show is called The Metal Hour. It will be all about metal music, either band profiles, album reviews, concert reviews, and just playing a lot of metal. So, yeah, should be fun.
Tell me, are you a musician?
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about being a musician.
I have played music since I was a little kid, and I work in the music industry, so I'm just surrounded by it constantly, and it's a big part of my life.
Oh, well, listeners, you are going to have a great time listening to the Metal Hour. We've had a few other DJs come into the house. We will get them into the mix in a few minutes. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then I'm going to have DJ Blitz move over into the driver's seat, and she's going to work the controls, and then she's going to take us on another round of interviews. And what we'll do is we'll just rotate through, and each of you will get a chance to work the controls so that the fans can hear you. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Good.
Good.
Right.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Well, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Noni on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. We'll be back in a few moments.
Everybody, welcome back. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and I'm Blitz, and I'm in the driver's seat right now. So I'm going to be interviewing everybody right now on why they went to Dominican. So do you want to start, Beard?
Sure, thank you, Blitz. I am a senior communications major here at Dominican. I'm really excited to be doing this radio show. It's a lot of fun, learning a lot, and that's about it.
Oh, thank you, Beard. And moving on, can you say what your name is and about yourself?
Hey guys, this is Harley D. I am a junior at Dominican. And I just got here. I'm a transfer from school in New Mexico, and I am a broadcasting major with sports broadcasting.
And I'm very excited to be here. Loved learning about radio and all the broadcasting stuff we're going to learn.
Thank you so much. And moving on to B. Dell.
I'm DJ Beto. I'm a new student here. I transfer from Sonoma State, and I am a communications major. I am a junior, and I am excited to be a part of this radio class.
Oh, that's great. I am too. And moving on to DJ Jules.
Yeah, hi. This is DJ Jules. I'm a junior in communications or journalistic, as it's called at home, because it's my first year here at Dominican since I'm a transfer student or an exchange student from Germany.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Well, welcome. And we're moving on to DJ Desert Rose.
Hi, I'm DJ Desert Rose, and I am a junior at Dominican University, and my major is in media studies, communications, and whatnot. And, yeah.
Great. And DJ 9-1.
This is DJ 9-1. I'm another transfer student from Queer Mecca College in San Diego. I live close. Came up to Dominican. I had friends that went here, and I've always liked the campus. And when it was my opportunity to enroll, I took it. And like Bedell, I'm really happy to be here and excited to be a part of Penguin Radio.
Great, and we're so happy to have all of you. And we're going to change the seats right now and take a break. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Blitz.
Hey, this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and this is The Beard, and I am in the driver's seat. All right, next to me I have DJ 9-1. Why don't you tell me what your favorite hobby outside of Dominican is?
It's a good question, The Beard. My favorite hobby would probably be just playing sports. I love basketball. I like working out. It's what I do with a lot of my downtime. Try to stay in shape.
All right, thank you, 9-1. And Harley D, how about you?
Prior to starting school, I love to play golf, but right now all I like to do is sleep. I have two jobs in school, and so I'm very much into sleeping.
All right, thank you. And Blitz?
Hi, this is Blitz. What do I do outside of school is probably I jump horses a lot, and I used to be a competitive volleyball player, so I still try to keep up with that, and so that's a lot of fun, but that's pretty much it, that and sleep.
All right, thank you. And how about you, Bidel?
Outside of school, I try to stay pretty busy. I work a lot. I work 32 hours a week. I do CrossFit, which is a lot of fun, and yes, I try to stay motivated.
All right, thank you. And DJ Jules?
Well, my favorite hobby outside of school is dancing, because I was in a dancing club back home, but we had to split up in the last years. So now it's kind of separated. Now I do it at home or in my room or when we're going out, but it works, so.
All right, thank you. And DJ Desert Rose?
Well, I think the real question is, do I even, like, have a hobby? But I definitely have to say that what I definitely like doing outside of Dominican, when I have the time to do so, is hang out with friends. But, you know, with all this schoolwork, and I do have a job while going to school, so my free time is very, very limited.
All right. Thank you, guys. This has been The Beard in the driver's seat. We're going to take a quick break and switch seats. So thank you very much, and we'll be right back.
I've always wanted a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live
in a neighborhood with you.
So let's make the most of this beautiful day.
Since we're together, we might as well say,
would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship in his neighborhood, hoping we would do the same. So let's get started. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right, and now we have me, DJ 91, here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Buckle up, because I'm in the driver's seat. I'm here with my fellow DJs, and now the question I would like to ask is, obviously we all love the radio class, but DJ Desert Rose, besides the radio class, what is your other favorite class here at Dominican?
That's a really good question. So far, I'm really liking my English class, but study of world religion is also a lot of fun. And then I have layout and design, which is a lot of work. Basically, we do stuff on the computer with Adobe Illustrator.
And yeah, I think that's actually, no, that's not all the classes that I have. But then I have a sports and performing arts broadcast where we carry around really big, heavy cameras that kill me every single time I have to carry them around. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, but you know, it's a lot of work. Just kind of do it.
Yeah, I hear you. What about you, DJ Harley D?
Probably same as Desert Rose. Probably the broadcasting, the sports broadcasting. I like it a lot. Okay. It's cool not to be in front of the camera to control it from behind.
Right, right. DJ Blitz?
My favorite class would have to be my colloquium right now. It's Environmental Crisis Through Film and Climate and Shock Doctrine. And I'm really enjoying it right now.
That sounds really interesting. DJ Beard? Go ahead.
My favorite class is probably senior project right now. It's not exactly a class, but it's letting me do a project on something I'm really interested in, which is music, so I'm enjoying it.
Good luck with that. DJ Bedell?
I'm really liking my broadcasting class. It's very interesting being behind the camera. And, you know, I'm learning a lot about volleyball, you know, watching sports at Dominican that I had not no knowledge about before. And right. I also really like my PR class with my advisor Brad. Woo. It's all been great.
Woo. We love Brad. I actually have both of those classes too. I like both of those. That's pretty fun. Okay, DJ Jules, last but not least.
Yeah, apart from the TV broadcast class the others already mentioned, I'd say my favorite class is Literature of California, because I have to do literature for my minor at home. And it's really interesting for me as a foreigner, and we have also a very funny teacher. So, yeah, and the grades also fit in the moment, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, that sounds really interesting as well. And I'm going to switch seats, let somebody else get their turn in the driver's seat, but don't forget you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and this is DJ 91, and my show is Wednesdays at 2 to 3 p.m. Check it out. It's Chi Time.
Since I've been away,
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is DJ Desert Rose with Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and I am in the driver's seat. So, starting with DJ Jules, so I'm trying to think of something to ask here. So, what kind of stuff do you like to do? Sorry, that's not what I want to ask. Oh, I know what to ask. So, what kind of foods do you like? Or, what kind of stuff are you interested in when it comes to, cuisine or, sports and whatnot?
When it comes to food, I'd like to say that I'm pretty much in the Italian cuisine because it's really simply good. Near to Germany where I'm from. And I eat everything of those foods. And sports, I'd say it's soccer, simply because it's the most popular sport in Germany, and I've watched it since I'm a child.
Okay. Oh, that's really awesome. And I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Hello, it's Harley D.
That's so. Okay, so hi, Harley D. Same question.
I like anything that has to do with cheese or bread. Pizza, pasta, avocado, love avocado.
Oh, avocado's really good.
In sports, I like almost everything. I know a good amount of sports for a girl. I like to watch golf. I know I already said I play golf, but I actually really do watch it and sit around my house all day and watch around. I'm like a 90-year-old woman. And I like to watch football too. It's hands down fun sport to watch.
Nice. And DJ Blitz, same question. What do you like to do?
Well, my favorite food is really anything healthy. Right now, I just started being a vegetarian, so that's something that's new for me, eating really healthy. And when it comes to sports, I'm a big football person. I love football. Really anything. My family's a huge sports family, and we all do a select number of sports. And my dad's from Michigan, so we're all about Michigan, and yeah, those are our teams, and we love really everything when it comes to sports.
And the beard, what's up?
Hello. As far as food goes, I eat pretty much everything.
Same here.
Catfish, pretty much anything that's in front of me, I eat it. And with sports, I like skateboarding and motocross and football and baseball.
Nice. And number five, how are you?
I'm good. I'm like DJ Beard. I eat anything. I love food. I'm a fan of food.
So you're not a picky eater at all?
Never.
So basically whatever's in front of you, you're whatever. Just like, oh, food, mine.
Yeah. I had something the other day. I had no idea what it was, but it was good. And sports, I love sports. I'm just a fan of all sports. Like, I'll watch anything. Maybe my favorite is basketball and football, but I've watched every sport. So
you like sports?
I love sports.
Yeah. Nice.
For me, food wise, I try to eat pretty healthy. I mean, there's always slip ups. I try to eat a lot of meats and vegetables, and yeah, I keep it clean. And then for sports, I love, watching the Giants and the 49ers. A huge fan of them, always have been, and running has always been a passion of mine. I'm a really big runner.
Awesome. So once again, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Jesset Rose, and we're gonna take a quick break.
Hello, this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We're in Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and now it's DJ Jules in the driver's seat, and I got my fellow DJs with me still. They're sitting around me. And what I wanted to ask you is simply, in radio, it's a lot about inspiration. So what radio stations are you listening to? What kind of made you go into that radio business? Or why are you interested in it? DJ Bidel, you're the first one.
There's no specific radio stations I really listen to. I listen to everything on the radio pretty much. But, you know, I was excited to be in this class because I feel like I had no idea how to do anything. And now I have a huge understanding of radio, more than I did obviously before. So I'm excited to learn in this class.
That sounds great. You will, I'm sure. Holly D?
I listen to almost everything on the radio, but lately I've been listening to a lot of NPR because I'm kind of sick of the radio. The FM radio, I guess you should say. They have a lot of cool shows that I would like to listen to.
That sounds great. And DJ Blitz?
I listen to everything, really, but I'm huge into country music and, you know, a bunch of different music stations, so that's what I've been listening to. And then, of course, I always have to listen to ESPN in the car when my parents are in the car, so, yep, that's what I listen to.
Good. DJ Beard?
I listen to Calix Berkeley Radio a lot. It's just another student radio station, but they play a lot of good music.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you.
Sounds good. And DJ 91?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of ESPN radio as well. I listen to the guy. He's on 1050 AM. He's pretty cool. And a lot of FM as well.
Good. DJ Desert Rose, you're the last one.
When it comes to radio or like music in general, I pretty much listen to anything that my parents hate. I find radio to be very fun. I actually had no knowledge of radio whatsoever, but I did have a little bit experience working behind the microphone with Terry McGovern, which was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Sounds great. Well, this was DJ Jules live on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Check out my new show. It's going to start on Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. And we're gonna switch seats again, and next you're gonna have Bidel in the driver's seat. I just keep losing my beat.
You just keep losing, I'm losing. I'm alright. He's alright, he's alright. Yeah, yeah. I just gotta get out of this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Find me. Somebody, find me somebody.
You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you want to catch up with me between shows, I always love hearing from you and finding out what's going on in your life and what's important to you. So drop me a note at Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on Facebook. Now back to the show.
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, Finding Your Voice, DJ Noni. I'm in the driver's seat, DJ Beadell, and I would love to hear about my colleagues' radio shows. So let's start off with DJ Harley D.
My radio show is just basically talking about pop culture, a little bit of news, a little bit of sports, but mostly about celebrities and their shenanigans. I like Wendy Williams a lot, and I like her show, so I'd kind of want to model it a little bit after that. How All you right. doing?
That sounds great. So next, DJ Desert Rose.
Well, in my radio show, Drawing the Line, I give advice to people, whether it's, you know, relationships or friendships or family, basically anything personal. But like I said before, I do not give any medical or legal advice because I'm not licensed to do that. I mean, come on, if you're having a heart attack, I don't know why you'd be calling into a radio station. The first thing that I would do if I was having a heart attack is dial 911. So anything medical or legal, nope, sorry, can't do it. But, you know, friendships, family, relationships, anything personal, yeah, I'm all good. I'm down.
Sounds like you'll be helping a lot of people out.
I hope so.
And next, we have Beard.
Thank you, Beadell. My show is called The Metal Hour. I will be talking about all things metal music, playing it, talking about new albums that have come out, artists, and etc. So yeah, thank you.
Sounds good. All right. And continuing on.
Oh, so my show is Chi Time, and it was formerly on Thursdays, but we switched, and so now my show is 2 to 3, and I'll be talking about sports, all types of news, some car talk, and again, it's Tuesdays from 2 to 3, and I'd like to thank DJ Noni for the great music she's been playing. I love it. She should, you know, definitely DJ my next party.
The music has been great.
Music's been amazing.
Yes.
Well, my show is going to be Jules on the Field, inside the world of our athletes. That means I'm going to have a kind of personal sports talk with athletes from the DU here, and to have simply a personal aspect inside in the world of their experiences and so on, and not only pre-capturing events and, yeah, sports reports.
Awesome. Okay, so can I have everybody go around really quick and tell the audience when your what your show name is, the time, and the day?
My show is starting on Monday at 3 p.m. It's called Afternoons with Harley D.
And my show is called Drawing the Line, and it is on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m.
My show is The Metal Hour, and it is bright and early, 9 to 10 in the morning on Wednesdays.
DJ 91, my show is Chi Time, Tuesdays, 2 to 3 p.m.
Jules on the Field, every Wednesday on at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And I'm DJ Beadell. My show is 49ers Live. It is on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. to 12, and it's covering everything about the 49ers. All right, well, that is a wrap here. Thank you, everybody. I'm moving out of the driver's seat now. And Finding Your Voice, DJ Noni. On radio.dominican.edu.
Nice.
Crazy music.
Hey guys, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I am Harley D, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm in the control booth. What's up? We're here with a couple of the DJs from Penguin Radio, and I wanted to ask everybody, one, where you're from, because I feel like most of us aren't from Marin, and also, what's your favorite food from where you're from? I'll actually start with myself because I'm from New Mexico, and I love green chili. And if anybody's ever been there, they know what I'm talking about. And that's what I'm going to go from there. DJ Bidel?
I actually am from here. I was born at Marin General in Greenbrae, and I went to high school at Marin Catholic, and now I'm at Dominican here and living at home in San Rafael. And my favorite food would probably be, I'm really not picky, you know, I eat anything, but I really do love pizza.
Oh, and sorry. Thanks, Vidal. So let's see, let's go on to the beard.
All right, thank you very much. I also actually grew up here in Marin County, and my favorite food would have to be barbecue. And specifically lately, I've been eating a lot of Everett and Jones in Berkeley and Oakland, so thank you.
Do they have good pulled pork?
They have the best. If you want brisket or ribs or hot links or anything, I would go there.
Yeah,
I love barbecue. I would highly recommend it.
All right. And DJ 91?
I am from Oakland, California, North Oakland. The food.
Food from Oakland. Is there anything specific?
What food do I like? Besides the burrito trucks, the taco trucks, which would be probably an obvious one, I really like Genova's. If you guys are ever in North Oakland and you guys want a sandwich, I strongly suggest going to Genova's. The sandwiches are amazing.
What time do they open?
Because
I'm in Oakland at like 4 in the morning.
Four in the morning? Yeah. So till what time?
Till I get out of work at 9.
At 9? So you have class after that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I'm pretty sure they'd be open at 9, but yeah. Usually it's always a long line, especially at lunch. Don't go in there at lunchtime. You'll be there all afternoon.
It's funny. Because when I got out of work, I never had anything to... I never have anything to eat around there because there's Subway and then coffee shops, and that's it. And
yeah. Genova's, or if you like Mexican food, the taco trucks are open 24/7.
Okay. And DJ Jules, what about you?
Yeah, well, Holly D, it seems like we're the only foreigners in this in this round, but okay. Well, I'm actually from Germany, from a small town near Munich. It's about an hour away from Munich, and I love all of the traditional Bavarian food, which my grandma makes, for example. And one of my favorite foods is a potato salad, which is made with onions and with cucumber and so on. It's really good. Yeah.
Is that where the schnitzels are from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, it's a schnitzel.
Not actually. I think it's also from Austria, but yeah, okay. We have it a lot.
Okay. I was listening to something about that the other day. Some restaurant in Oakland has just Austrian food.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
What's a schnitzel?
It's sort of ham or meat simply, and it's covered with. Yeah, I don't know how you call it. It's kind of, wheat part.
Did I say it right? Snitchel?
Yeah, okay. And covered with eggs and wheat, and then you put it in a pan and, do it this way. It's really good. And
sounds
it's
good.
Yeah, crispy and so on.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. I'm getting kind of hungry listening to all this. All right, well, what are you guys' plans for the weekend? Anybody have anything cool going on?
Just work.
Yeah, me too.
Working a lot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Going to the Giants game.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, that's cool.
But don't wear any Dodger gear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I've had my first football experience last weekend. We were at Stanford University, I've watched my first football game. I really liked it. And, well, this weekend there's also something special because we're going to a concert in San Francisco in the Golden Gate Park. It's going to be really cool because my favorite band is there, and I would have never expected them to be here when I'm here, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it the Alice thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already broadcasted this today, so I hope there are not too many listeners now, but okay.
I get to work. I get to serve drinks to the masses. That's all I get to do.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Wonderful,
so.
Yeah.
It could be fun. There's good things about it. I don't get to see any of the sports games, though, because I have to work during them. So I'm the person like, what happened? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. thank you guys for talking to me and pondering on about your weekend and all that. This is Penguin Radio at dominican.edu. I'm sorry I said that wrong. It's radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and I am Harley D.
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey guys, we're back again on Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and I did something crazy.
Another good song.
All right. My name is Harley D, and you're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I still am in the control booth, and we have a few joiners. We have DJ Chops.
Hello, hello.
And tell us when you can catch your show.
My show is going to be at Thursdays at 4 to 6 with DJ Ty also. We're doing a little combo teamwork there.
Nice, nice. What is it going to be about?
It's going to be focused on Bay Area sports talk, Niners, Raiders, not too much Giants, but some A's talk, stuff like that.
Why not the Giants?
Seriously. They're not going to be playing, sorry.
Well, oh, that's right. Because forgot.
Not much, that one not much to talk
about. They're going fishing. Or skiing, at least.
All right, and DJ Smooth, what's up with you?
What up? You can catch my show, Smash Beats, noon to 2 on Tuesdays. I'm going to be on with DJ Blitz, and we're going to be talking about just different kinds of music and just express our opinions on them.
Nice, nice. What's your favorite type of music?
I would have to say hip-hop.
Hip-hop?
Definitely.
You like underground hip-hop or you like mainstream hip-hop?
Growing up, I did like underground hip-hop a lot, but I don't know. I just kind of like upbeat music a little bit more, so
yeah
I kind of grew away from that. I still listen to it, though.
Yeah?
Definitely.
You like atmosphere?
Of course.
All right.
How could you not?
I know, right? I met him once, and he was not very nice.
Really?
Ant was cool, but the other guy was... I'm sorry, yeah. What's his name? Slug, he was just so rude, but whatever, I won't hold it against him. So we're back and we're talking. We can just talk about whatever. I was kind of thinking maybe talk about the fact that midterms are over, even though I didn't have any.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were midterms.
I didn't either.
I agree. I didn't even know there were midterms.
Right. Everyone in my class this morning was talking about it, and I was like, we're already halfway through the semester.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Totally. I mean, I arrived here 1 month ago. It's over 1 month now, and it still seems, kind of the beginning.
Yeah.
But definitely. I think that's going to change next week when my first radio show is done. Yeah. So then I'm going to be totally into the semester. Yeah.
Well, what's up, guys? What's going on? I don't really know what to talk about.
We should talk about how our days went.
All right. Mine was awful.
Why was it awful?
Oh, I just, today, I'm just tired. Freaking tired.
Friday. Can't be tired on a Friday.
I wish. What about you guys?
I just had a practice.
Yeah?
Yeah, kind of sucked.
What do you play?
Soccer.
You have very, very early practices every day. Is it true?
Yeah, we alternate with the girls' team. For example, we train in the mornings at 7 in the morning, Mondays and Wednesdays, but there's days where we train, like, some Tuesdays or Thursdays. Like, lately, we've been training Thursdays in the morning, too. Okay. So, yeah, it alternates.
Well, you have to tell me who is the most, the best or most biggest talent in your soccer team, because I need some person on my radio show once, so... Yeah, you can think about that now.
I'll definitely think about that.
Don't say yourself.
I know.
I wasn't going to say yourself.
Just maybe think of special persons, and then you can tell me once.
Right now?
No. Just start thinking. I'm going to ask you later.
Okay, definitely. I'll
just prepare for that.
There's a pop quiz. Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of hanging out in the radio booth with all the DJs from radio.dominican.edu. We are at a standstill because we don't know what to talk about, so I'm just going to keep talking. And I am excited for the weekend because I get to make some money and pay my bills. And
paying bills is always nice.
Where do you work?
I work at a bar in Mill Valley. I don't really want to say. Oh. I don't want to say because I feel like people are gonna. I already.
Do you make a lot in tips?
It's okay. For the amount of blood pressure that my blood pressure rises, probably not. But it's cool. I don't know. I've become more of a. How do I say, biatch?
You can say,
Well, you already did, yeah, so.
It's in a, I don't know. I've become more assertive, I guess, in my.
Well, that's a good word. Replacement.
Yeah, that's
right.
Good.
So
power PC.
So for a bartender, if you have a, I don't know, $20 tab, what's a decent tip? Like $2?
$2.
No, probably like $5.
$5?
Yeah. Wow. But it kind of. It really just depends. What if? Because if you're getting like, say that $20 is only two drinks. Generally, that $10 is probably because it was they're really hard to make drinks or really nice liquor, and yeah. So it kind of it depends. Like if you have a come up and have order like 8 shots for your girls,
whoa, for your girls,
because guys will come up.
I can
and
see that.
Guys will come up and be like, "I want to buy all these girls shots," and then they don't tip us. Like I'm just like,
wow,
you look like kind of like a chump. Because all you're really trying to do is get in any of the girls in that group. You're just trying to get with them, any of them. You're just desperate.
What if he bought one shot at a time? Would he still have the tip? Would it still be...
Good question.
If like he got them one at a time?
Like, no, like a dollar a drink's like acceptable. Totally acceptable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I get 8 drinks for a dollar and I get them one at a time, then you wouldn't... The bartender wouldn't be expecting a tip.
No, you should. I'm going to tell this right now, just as a warning. You should always tip your servers, bartenders, baristas, freaking moving guys, like people that are doing extra like work for you. You should all. I don't know. Maybe just because I've always worked on tips, so I'm kind of more of an over generously tipper. But I don't know. It's kind of your discretion. But you know, a dollar a drink's good.
Is there any drink?
That's good for me to know. Because it's different in every country. That's so confusing. Yeah. And here, the prices are sometimes without tax. So it's even more confusing. Good to know. Yeah.
Is there any drink that you don't know how to make?
Okay. So like really old drinks, like a Sazerac. You guys probably don't even know what that is.
Sazerac.
It has like absinthe.
Sounds epic.
It tastes really weird. It does sound good. It's like it has absinthe in it, and then but the not Sorry. Absinthe from Europe. Absinthe.
Oh yeah, I was
good.
Gonna say yeah.
Good.
It has, and then it has. God, what is it? It's like absinthe, vermouth, and like a couple. It's like a really old drink that not many people like ever order, but some guy will come in and be like, "I want this," and I'd be like, "Can't do it."
How does that work? Like you just awkwardly say, "I can't do it."
Well, like. I mean, yeah, like you kind of do just have to like, but you just have to be like, you know what? Let me go look in the book, and if it's not there, do you know how to make it? Because a lot of times a lot of people know what they want,
I'll
just be like,
and they're like, "Oh, what's in it?" I don't know. Alcohol.
You're the bartender. You should know.
Then they put me on the spot because you know I might try to look cool in front of somebody. Yeah. Like, hey, let me get 2 of these. What's in it? I'm like, oh man.
All right, you should know.
Let me get a Jack and Coke or something.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Could just get soda and vodka or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally people are like, at my bar, there's not a lot of fancy things. Like, it's a very divey bar. Generally people order beer or well drinks, like a vodka soda, whiskey Coke, all that stuff. So it's not.
It's the most confusing thing to me. You go to a bar and get ginger ale and vodka. I'm like, you could have made that at home.
Right? And people will pay $5 a drink for that. Yeah. And it's like, you could have bought a bottle of Grey Goose for the amount of money you're spending there. Like, I don't get
you
it.
You get a personal. I don't know how much they are. I'm going to just say a personal is like, I don't know, maybe $5 for a shot. I don't know. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. You get a personal and some ginger ale for a dollar.
Yeah, right?
Save a lot of money.
But I have a hard time with that because I don't like to be out in... I don't like to be out in bars unless I'm working. And so I don't know. I have a hard time like thinking that people like, why don't you spend your money when you go home? Like, I don't get that. But that's neither here nor there. I guess it's more of a social aspect. But I just want to wrap this up. Everybody say your name and your DJ show name.
DJ 9-1. My show is Chi Time. Tuesdays from 2 to 3.
I'm DJ Chops, and my show is going to be Thursdays from 4 to 6.
This is DJ Smooth. Catch Smash Beats Radio Tuesdays from noon to 2.
Beto, 49ers Live, Tuesdays 11 a.m. to 12.
Tune in into Jules on the Field, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Noni, or Find Your Voice with DJ Noni, and I am Harley D. And oh, and you can listen to my show on Mondays at 3.
And who's coming in next?
And coming in next is DJ Chops. Oh, you're after me?
I am.
I didn't know that. Cool. Yeah. And he's coming in after me, so he's at 4. I didn't even know that. Cool, man. Oh, and he's actually
right. Wow, I wasn't expecting that either.
And he's also coming in the driver's seat right now too. So look forward to him.
Driver, take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the dream with a chain. Driver, take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, dream.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm DJ Chops, and I'm in the driver's seat for this section, and we have DJ Harley D to my left and DJ Smooth to my right.
Yep, we're back.
And instead of just freelancing this talk, I kind of want to keep it a little bit more structured here. We're going to talk about sports and just specifically the big win for the Niners. I'm not particularly a Niner fan, but it was a big win last night against the Rams. Do you have anything to say about that, DJ Smooth?
It was definitely a well-needed win. We needed to get that to get back on track. Obviously, I mean, dropped two big games after starting off strong against the Packers, and I just think that it was a good win. We needed it. We're 2-2 now, looking to build on that. So,
was it really a good win, though?
Harley, what team do you like?
I don't really have like a favorite team.
Okay,
but I do. I know a little bit, and I think that since they lost to the Colts.
That was a bad loss.
Give credit to the Colts, though. I mean, they got Andrew Luck, and having a good quarterback is everything. So I think, true. I mean.
But definitely. Kaepernick has more experience.
Kaepernick, yeah.
Yes and no. Yes yeah. and no.
I mean, I would say. In pro football.
It's a toss-up, I feel. Yeah. I feel like the Niners underachieved for against the Seahawks. They were rattled.
That was awful.
They definitely underachieved against the Colts. I hate to bring this up, DJ Smooth. I mean, it was hard times, but they did bounce back against a decent, I'm not going to call them good, decent Rams team.
I wouldn't call them good either.
But they also smacked them. It wasn't very close from the get-go.
I think the number one thing that I think they kind of went away from was the run game.
That's very true.
I think against the Rams, they tried to establish it, and it worked. So, I mean, if you look at Frank Gore, he got those big runs.
They finally pounded the rock. 22 carries for 153 yards, I believe, something like that. Yeah, it was. They finally decided to dedicate themselves to the run, which created a more balanced attack for Kaepernick. He was able to be more efficient in the pocket.
Also, I think the offensive coordinator did a good job of putting Kaepernick in his comfort zone, because if you notice in the other two games they lost, he was trying to sit more in the pocket. And yesterday he was rolling out, making throws on the run, and I think that's what he's good at, honestly, using his legs and throwing at the same time, especially rolling to his right, whereas rolling to your left, it's a little bit more trouble, you know, suspect.
Very true.
DJ Holly, that was awesome. that was the foghorn coming in from the bay, of course.
Earthquake in here or something.
Definitely the foghorn. Well, as I was saying, DJ Harley, do you have a specific sports you like? You like baseball, football, soccer?
I'm from a state that has no professional sports, so I don't really have like affiliation that I'd like to sit.
Are you a college fan then?
I mean, I like to watch football a lot. When I was little, I liked the Packers. And I liked it.
Cheesehead. Ooh, the cheesehead.
When Brett Favre was like in his prime, and like they were winning all the time, and I think that's probably why I gravitated towards them. But now, you can't hate on the Niners. They're doing pretty well, and my boyfriend would kill me if I didn't say that I like the Raiders.
Raiders! There's not very many fans around
no,
anymore.
No, not at all. Is Terrell going to play tomorrow?
He got cleared medically. He has to pass one more test coming up Sunday for the game, but he got cleared, so I don't know if they're going to go to start him, but I mean,
who's
he could.
Who's the backup?
Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn's pretty decent as well.
He's like brand new, right?
He's like a career backup. He backed up the Packers for a little bit and then came to the Raiders this year. Supposed to be a starter. Lost out his job again to Terrell Pryor, so I don't know. I like Terrell Pryor personally. I feel like he needs to be the starter.
I think he's the good.
He's a good fit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's what the Raiders need at a quarterback right now, because
the offensive line is very, very, very bad, and we need someone who could run a little bit, not just stay in the pocket and get smacked the whole time.
I think the number one thing for the Raiders is they need to find someone to help McFadden, because I think personally McFadden's all they really have offensively, and if he gets hurt, I mean, if you put so much on him, you know, eventually it's going to weigh in. And I mean, in the past years, you've gotten hurt, and just that's the Raider season right there when that happens.
Well, they have like no, don't they? They don't really draft anybody ever.
They've had some bad drafts, basically because they trade away all their picks.
Yeah.
So to get useless players, which has just been an endless cycle of nothingness, basically, for the last 10 years. Yeah, I'm a tough fan on my team. I still love them, but
I'm a realistic fan. I mean, I like to see the Raiders do well, and it's definitely sucks when the Niners are doing so well, and then you see the Raiders just
I feel like we're on the upswing, though. Terrell
Pryor is the number one thing that just jumpstarts that upswing. Definitely.
Yeah. If he continues to grow like he is right now, I mean, I'm not going to say we're going to be playoffs next year, but we're continuing our growth as a rebuilding program, because every Raider fan knows that we were going into this season expecting, like, just nothing, basically. Whatever we got was just a benefit from just luck or at least improvement, which is good to see right now. And so hopefully they continue that swing upward, you know?
Definitely.
Josh, you want to talk a little about Dominican sports? How you doing on the soccer team? Any upcoming games or anything?
We actually have a big game coming up tomorrow. We're traveling to Fresno. We're going to leave at
the armpit of California.
They better have a McDonald's there.
We're leaving at 11 in the morning tomorrow. Girls play at 5. We play at 7. So, and I mean, it's a pretty long drive. So,
what team are you playing down there?
Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, what's their record? Do you know?
I actually don't, but I know they're a powerhouse. Last year we played them, and it was definitely a very good game. Very physical, very competitive. So, I mean, we're expecting nothing less. Okay. So, we're preparing for the worst, hoping for the best.
Okay, sounds good.
It's a good battle plan.
That's a good, yeah.
It's always a good battle plan.
Yeah.
Harley D, talk a little bit about your show, since sports talk is just, I feel like we've covered a little bit of everything. Just talk a little bit about your show. Give these listeners a little preview.
Well, like, I had a lot of trouble, like, coming up with a show, because I couldn't really say that I'm an expert at anything, really.
Don't sell yourself short. Don't do it.
I mean, like, I can bartend and I can run a restaurant pretty well, but that's probably, like, I can't really talk about that. And so the only thing else I could really think about was the fact that I know celebrity news inside and out, and it's something I could talk about for a long time, and I know a lot of useless information, and I feel like I could at least talk about what's going on, maybe laugh about it a little bit. So hopefully it'll end up being a good show. I want to try to get maybe some guests, but I don't really know. I'm going to wait till see how that goes.
Okay. You sound like you got a good plan going on. DJ Smooth, give us a little bit of preview of your show. I'm intrigued by the title, so I want to know more a little bit now.
So we're going to be talking about, I mean, basically, we're going to be playing music. I personally, music was a very, very big thing for me growing up, you know. Walking to class. Well, even now, walking to class, I'm always listening to music. Yeah. Always got my headphones in. I mean, I feel like the majority of people like to do that. So I'm just going to be playing music that I heard growing up, even now. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I'm going
to
be on that with Blitz, too. So, and her and I tend to butt heads on music choice. Yeah. So
that always makes radio interesting.
Yeah, definitely. She will be. She's more into country.
Ooh, and, okay.
I like country.
I'm not a country oriented person, per se. So it'll definitely be interesting to hear what we have to say and the type of music she puts up for people to listen to compared to what I put up.
Okay.
It'll be good.
Sounds good.
Well, I just got some news information that I want to share with everyone. Breaking news in Marin County. Yeah. It's actually a community announcement. The Richardson Bay Autobahn actively is recruiting volunteers. So, you know, if you have a little free time in your life, there's nothing like giving your time away to charity, because, hey.
Giving to charity is always good.
It's always good.
Always.
There is no negative to that.
Yeah. Anytime it's for charity, you're like, yeah, I'll give $1,000, whatever, it's fine. Anyways.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not money. That's not, I wish I could.
That's all your bartending tips right there.
I know, right? That's like a month. I'm just kidding. No, the Richardson Bay Autobahn Center and Sanctuary is looking for energetic individuals with an interest and passion for engaging the public and school children about the nature and wildlife around them. And in Marin, that's pretty much everywhere. You see deer all the time, which scares me because I don't want to hurt them.
Especially here on campus.
Yeah.
You're driving and you just see a deer run by.
Just like run by.
You got to slam on the brakes.
Right?
You're about
to that could kill you, those freaking deers. Okay, and the volunteers should also be able to interact with children, teens, and adults, everybody. Be willing to work in weather conditions such as light rain or moderately cold temperatures, and be able to drive to school from programs and bird walks. So you just maybe some nature people out there that just really want to help conserve the environment, probably a good fit for you.
Ooh, I have a good topic question.
You better keep it short and quick. We have 2 minutes.
Wait, hold on. and then the interested individuals should call Wendy Dela. She's the education director. Her phone number is 415-388-2524, and the extension is 111. Or her email is wdalia@autobahn.org.
And we are going to sign off here. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, finding your voice with DJ Noni. I'm DJ Chops.
I'm DJ Smooth.
DJ Harley D.
And here is DJ Noni.
Woohoo! That was a party, everyone. DJ Noni here. Thank you so very much. We are blessed at Dominican University of California to have such great talent for this fall's semester of Penguin Radio. We are going to finish out our set with a really great spoken word poetry piece by DJ Swag coming up momentarily. Thank you, and DJ Swag is coming up after this song. Radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter.
All right, here we go. Hey, 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 I'm poetic. I don't need to hear no critics, and you'll all understand why when I'm finished. See, my mind is full of rhymes that you may call poetry, but in reality it's just flowetry. My heart doesn't speak, it sings, and in every verse I just leave a piece of me. I tend to be the realest when I spit, cause with every verse I can't help but to be real with it. Man, I love this, cause when your words just flow together, the truth has to follow, and you can follow the words wherever they go. I've said it before, this pen bleeds my emotions. This devotion takes me away from my reality to a place where I can be happy. This method is survival at its best, because when life's a mess, I just pick up a pen and these words lend a helping hand to my psyche. Cause without this art form, insane I might be. The way these words dance off my tongue is enticing. Like lightning, I strike every bad memory down and let inspiration pick me up. And never dwell, but only reminisce on where I come from. Poetic justice.
That wraps it up for this week's edition of Finding Your Voice. I hope that within today's show you heard something that has helped or inspired you. These messages are meant for you to take in and use in your life. Let them into your heart and soul for encouragement and empowerment. And as always, feel free to toss what doesn't work and use what you like the best. Remember that no matter where you are on the journey of life, you can
stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together.
This is DJ Noni, encouraging you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Thanks for tuning in to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Have a great week, and I'll be back next Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., right here on radio.dominican.edu.
We can break it.